Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the Browns of Cleveland run down the field and got their second touchdown for the afternoon, haven't they? Sunday, game day. You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous, part two. It's my fault. It's my responsibility. I set the broadcast bottle to 15 minutes and not 30. That's why it felt so fast in the previous broadcast episode. The best part of a biopic on an automated intelligence, artificial intelligence engine that Hollywood has produced this century called The Social Network is the bottles of beer next to the computer at the end of the Moody in the very last shot movie. And I zanged Mark Zuckerzanger before and also again today, staring at the computer like he's a lonely man, depressed and on alcoholism. Facebook is an alcoholic's creation to help the alcoholic. That's why none of my alcoholic friends are on it. It's a serious disease. I am entitled as an alcoholic to walk into a world, society, a community practice. Not as John Wayne or, hey, would you like to play a character like John Wayne in a motion picture? I'm an agent and you're invited. It's not like that. It's I'm invited to walk into the world, meet a woman in a bar, who has already put in the labor and work to achieve a status of political administration, such as a member of the city council, and vanish like the bishop's daughter of the church to cancer. And I've already zinged the Mormons enough too. I cannot carry whether I am sober and Sister Margaret Mary Nun from day one to day no more, or whether I am alcoholic Mike all the way through Magic Mike and beyond, prophets beyond Muhammad. I cannot carry the fractured pride of humans and human beings who have lost loved ones, because I have too. I have lost loved ones too, and you're not even applying my processes because you think I'm a character on The Muppet Show. You behave like I'm an actor on The Muppet Show, not an actor, a character. You behave like I'm an inanimate object on The Muppet Show of your eternal wisdom and your eternal maturity. As if you never passed puberty. You've never made it through adolescence, and you're in a position of leadership. higher than me? That's so ridiculous. Who's doing this? Here we are. My name is Winona Ryder, and I representative of the Liberal San Francisco motion picture making. I'm here to address the liberal left movements and the progression of motion pictures. I feel ashamed for that. I feel ashamed for saying that. I'm a fan. Why am I a fan of people who are human beings who never acknowledge me as their peers? What kind of, is that the main state designers? The same people who design Hollywood and the studio system and the Crimes of the Heart, in case you haven't seen it, read it, or acted in it. Theater industry? Who created this shit? Who came up with this nonsense? There are functional alcohol consumers, I'll have you know. And why is it my occupation and job and ostracization, thanks English, ostracization to be the flag boy and the water boy for all the sins and the errors and the crimes of the people in positions of employment greater than mine? In case you missed yesterday's podcast, somebody ran Ben Franklin over with a steamroller. I have to pay $16 a month to Amazon Prime because my username and password was eaten by a Spectrum service that has nothing to do with Spectrum, the word by definition, at all. At all, alcoholics. At all. Spectrum.net gets a little halo over its head. Because it's a dot and then, yeah. That's the other thing I didn't go for school. I didn't go to school for. I didn't take up an interest in movie making for. Before I went to higher learning. Before I went to high school. I took up an interest in motion picture making, and the reason was not for the World Wide Web Consortium to say, we're every consortium in the world making decisions for everyone except the World Wide Web. That's how we move our currency. Bullshit. You guys have as much drunks as the place across the river called the barn. Where's the W3CA group? That's what I'd like to know. What are they going to come out and say this year? We're lab coats. Oh, we're lab coats. We're certified physicians. We represent Adobe and Apple and Microsoft and Google. Because they pay us $5,000 a year, and we don't mind, because we get paid $300, $400, $500, and $1 million per year. We're members of a society at large. Well, all I can say is if Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are my mom and dad-in-law, what am I doing sitting here acting like an idiot for alone? Bourne was one of the greatest movies I have seen in all time. The mix of instrumentalism and music and picture and podiatry. The mother-child relationship. And it was so clever, it wasn't even called Bourne. Who cares? Who cares about the real name? Ari. Birth? What's the name? I have contributed to this world to allow the world's economy to thrive enough without such flagrant privacy invasion in my life. I am not perfect. I struggle like anyone else on this planet from day one to day tombstone. And it is not anyone's right to use my flaws as their monetization schema. I think the Hollywood trades, the Hollywood Reporter variety, if we use on the forum, should have a top 100 in power list. The alcoholics. Just see, I zip zap them because they zap me every day in my career. They do not even speak of me in their moonlight processions or the moonrise kingdom or their bull television series or their empire, that's the name of it with the Leo. How can people be so mean? Now I have 15 minutes left. Hi. I'm going into psychology. Because we have no psychology department of the United States government. I read that Longfellow one. That's why I hung up in the midst of the recitation from my new Australian friend, who frustrates me so much because of the technology applied to the poetry fans and practitioners. It separates poetry from the art itself. I have to now go like a rat or a mouse through a maze of arbitrary constructs to find these wonderful people's contact information and identities using electronic instrumentation before I return to that wonderful place of poetry, poetry sharing, and human life. It's just like music. The blockade before music, too, because there was a beautiful song that I thought might be a Christian song. But it was an Australian band by Identity, and it still might be a Christian song, and that's okay. But with bands like The Killers and Modest Mouse and Mbop Hansen and REM, why do I have to subject myself, whether I am sober or drunk as a beautiful Italian skunk in the recovery program, to electronic navigational exertion? We set the bar too high for friendships. Tim Berners-Lee and I have every right to be in a mud wrestling match together. That's the state of the class in our world today. We have a right to be a mud wrestling match together. It's okay that he's 20 years older than me. It's okay that you're 20 years younger than me. But that's where we have arrived. I can't get any reciprocation with regard to the tides planet Earth today. It's as if Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore et al. In movie making, not politics making, was the pioneer of observation of our planet. Not right. It's not left. I think women have taken over politics. That's not right either. Not right for me to say that. There could be children listening. Women, I can't speak for, I cannot speak about, I cannot represent, I cannot make comments about, because I am not one, nor do I wish to be in my blessed life on this planet. And that's my right and birthright. No matter how many modifier generation people there are, the modifiers come at you. Hey, we change the night of the living dead to the day of the living dead because we have the technology and choice. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The blight has been sexual change on this planet. There are birds, bumblebees, fish, dolphins who muck about, who have no thoughts, passage or concept, if I can speak for them, about sexual change. You may have been in a horrible, horrible accident in which a human being cries out to you in their outrage and offense against their own humanity, saying you are a freak of nature. And that may have caused you significant scars enough to say, I want a sex change. You drink through all known remedies to psychological stress and frustration and rage. And then you find a little boutique shop out of Northern California that says, hey, we only perform plastic surgery up until this such and such year. Now we perform sex changes. And you may have picked up that baton and said, you know what? This is the life I want to live. I want to dedicate my life to sexual change awareness. And you know what? God bless you. God bless you and your peoples. It's okay. I'm here to help you just as anyone else is, right? I mean, and it should not be a movement to isolate me from my pride baton. I want to direct motion pictures with people who like direct motion pictures and make motion pictures, just as my buddy next door goes and makes cement every day. He makes cement constructions and he gets a paycheck. But why should you have the right to deform and deface the industry of motion picture making and television making and radio making? The king has arrived. It's May. You don't have that right. I'm sorry, darling. You have to tuck your instrument underneath your leaves and carry on with the day like everyone, as that song suggested. Maybe I did go outside the lines of boundaries and conduct with regard to exploration of the human being. Soul and sexuality. But you know what? Honey buns or money buns? You know what, money buns? I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who I've ever met who has done that. Hi, my name's Mike, this is Alcoholics Anonymous. The Sisterhood of the Catholic Church says that alcohol drinking is bad. They have no right in power. There are no rights and power to do such. It is a patriarchal society. The man is sober. The man dictates the decorum for the Latin users of a dead language for us all. The magnetism system is a threat to the dead language users of the molecular drug maker industry. If I die today, it will be, have been a good year to have befriended such great legends. Robert Duvall, while Robert Redford and Robert De Niro run about without any indication of their peer in the motion picture industry, like children, they're like children running about, Jane Fonda. Why do I have to only be the one and only person to be excited about moving from the age of human civilization of four tile distinctions per day to 20? Do you know what this means? If we have 20 distinctive tidal motions every day, would you want to put a Uzi on my back with a strap and camouflage green and green and green and green and green gear, wardrobe, and call me African leader? Why do I have to be an African leader? Just to go from 420 tides, the United States of America is younger than Africa. The African Union, they act like baby. We don't have to portray USA as a baby anymore. We move from 420 tide differential expressions a day, regardless of the Scottish. Regardless of the Scottish, or the Irish, or the Welsh, or the English. Thank you and good day.